AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 days, the length of Wall Street's losing streak as of yesterday. The Dow lost almost 205 points yesterday, but it looks as if it'll open up today. Our Jerry Bodlander says there is some good news in all of this for anyone who wants to buy a house or a car.
Analysts believe the slide in stock prices eliminates just about any chance Fed policymakers will raise rates next month as originally expected. Some think they now won't act until next year, though Mesirow Financial's chief economist Diane Swonk believes it still could happen this year.
There is an extraordinary deep-seated desire within the Fed to get to 2015 liftoff in the calendar year, even if it's the last days of the year.
A hint about the Fed's plans could come at the annual Economic Policy Symposium in Wyoming, where the Fed's vice chairman is scheduled to speak. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
China's main stock index fell again today, losing 1.3%. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is defending himself after his security detail took a Spanish-language TV personality out of Trump's news conference in Iowa. The dust-up with Univision's Jorge Ramos started as Ramos stood to ask several questions about immigration.
Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called.
I'm not a bully. You saw that last night. This man gets up and starts ranting and raving and screaming and honestly very disrespectful to all the other reporters. We had a packed house.
That's Donald Trump this morning on NBC's Today Show. Overnight, French prosecutors charged a 26-year-old Moroccan with terrorism offenses after he was taken down by several Americans and other passengers on board a train to Paris last week. 26-year-old Ayoub El Kazani's brother says he's not a terrorist. This is AP Radio News. The Colorado movie theater shooter will be sentenced today. Yesterday, his mother addressed the court. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
James Holmes' mother was the final witness to take the lectern yesterday, capping a sentencing hearing where more than 100 victims and survivors testified about the searing physical and emotional scars the 2012 shooting has left. The judge today will formally sentence Holmes to life in prison without parole for the murders of 12 people and up to 3,300 additional years on attempted murder and an explosives conviction. Defense attorney Daniel King says Holmes will not appeal his conviction, sparing victims the possibility of another emotionally wrenching trial. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Those big wildfires in the West have led to poor air quality across the region, causing respiratory problems for people far from the fire lines, as well as grounding the firefighter aircraft in some cases. One local sheriff says it's been a nightmare to breathe. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.